Good? Question
last one, guys. Let's make it a good one.
Is it too early for you to start to reflect on how the season has gone for you, the new team, and being thrown into the fire so quickly?
Yeah. I feel like kind of like I've said all year, you know, until the season's over, you know, there's just not much time to really sit around and think about that. You know, my focus is on Chicago this week. So, you know, I would say it's probably a little early to get into that stuff.
In terms, Sam, though, just of losing 8 of the last 10 after the 5-0 start, what do you look at? What's the biggest disappointment in what's transpired over the last 2 months?
Obviously there's a lot of disappointments when you go through a stretch like that. I still think, like I said, after the Green Bay game, you know, when you look at a lot of those games, I think there were just too many self-inflicted wounds. You know, I think we made too many mistakes, and kind of put ourselves behind the eight ball, and we just weren't able to overcome them. And, you know, you look at what we were able to do in those first 5 games when we started 5-0, and, you know, we weren't making those mistakes. And then, you know, they started to show up, and they started to compound, and we just weren't able to get over the hump when we did make those mistakes. And I think that's a big reason, you know, we are where we are right now.
Before the season, you talked about how you were just looking for stability with your career and being in the same place and the same coordinator. Do you feel settled in at this point? I mean, do you feel like you've gotten any semblance of stability here, or is it still kind of touching?
As far as what?
Just if you feel settled in here, for the long haul, or are you still kind of looking at it as looking for kind of a long-term fit for you?
You know, honestly, I really haven't even thought about that. You know, obviously, I think, you know, for me, the past, I don't know how many weeks it's been, but, you know, just being with Pat, you know, I think has been great. Just because we have worked together before, like I've said, I think we've got a really good relationship and feel for each other. So just the fact that we've been able to get back together, and play in that offense, you know, I think that's been enjoyable, and I've really enjoyed my time with him.
Do you think, would you like to see Pat come back next year as the full-time offensive coordinator and get that interim tag?
I'm all for it. You know, obviously, me and Pat have been together. You know, we were together my rookie year. We were together in Philadelphia. Like I said, I just really enjoy working with him. You know, I think he's got a great mind. I've learned a lot from him. I owe a lot to Pat. And, it's been really fun, you know, getting back, you know, and having him call the plays.
What do you think you've proven this season?
I don't know. You know, like I said, I really haven't thought about that. You know, I think right now, obviously, we're trying to move on to Chicago, trying to finish this year strong. Finish on a good note, because obviously, you know, the past 8-10 weeks, you know, just haven't gone, you know, as we would have liked.
Are you aware of how close a couple of your receivers are to 1,000 yards?
What's up?
Aware of how close Thielen and Diggs are to 1,000 yards? Would that give you some motivation to see them?
Yeah, you know, obviously, you know, that's a great milestone for any receiver to hit. So, those guys have been productive all year, which, you know, is the nice thing. I don't think we have to go in this game plan and try to force them the ball or try to get them their touches just because, you know, that's what they've done all year. But, you know, it would be nice to see those guys, you know, get to that 1,000-yard mark.
Dan, that process for a quarterback of becoming the leader of a team and kind of having your voice be the one that everybody listens to, how has that gone for you as you've gotten to know these guys and kind of gotten into that role?
Yeah, you know, it's been great. I've said from day one, you know, that locker room has really embraced me, which I think made my transition so much easier because, you know, I think it was tough, you know, for me to obviously come into a new locker room, you know, and not really know anyone. Obviously, it's tough for them, you know, to have a guy come in the week of the regular season, and play quarterback. You know, it's just a different dynamic. But, you know, they've been great. You know, they kind of welcomed me with open arms from the beginning. You know, I feel like each week that I've been here, you know, I've gotten more comfortable around the guys, gotten more comfortable in the locker room, and, you know, can kind of be myself, which I think that's been really, you know, a fun process to be a part of.
If you could pick one thing from the offense that you wish would have gone better this year, what would it be?
That we scored more points. I mean, I think that's pretty obvious.
mentioned slowly starting to feel more comfortable in the locker room. Was there a point when that really changed, or was it more of a gradual, slow thing?
I'm not sure if there was, one moment where I was like, man, I finally feel like myself and I feel comfortable. I think it just kind of happened over time. I think any relationship, all relationships, they take time to develop. You have to spend time with each other. You have to communicate. And so I think, just being around the building, being in the huddle, going out there and playing on Sundays with those guys, that's when you learn a lot about each other. And I think each week it just kind of continued to grow.
On the bar?
That was awesome, guys.
Thank